with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate's 11th hour approval of a government spending package heads off a partial government shutdown.
The yeas are 74, the nays are 24.
The president already made clear he'd be signing the $1.2 trillion package of spending bills that funds government agencies into the fall, including Homeland Security, the State Department, and the Pentagon, which gets the bulk of the money. The compromise package has kicked up more controversy in the House, including calls for Speaker Mike Johnson to be removed for, quote, surrendering to the Democrat spending priorities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more on Russian President Putin's claims regarding the Moscow concert hall attack that's killed well more than 100 people.
Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that Ukraine was linked to the attack on a concert hall in Moscow that killed more than 100 people. Putin recently addressed his country and says additional security measures have been imposed throughout Russia.
Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes many Jewish Americans decide to vote Republican, and not only because Democrats are starting to turn their backs on Israel.
The open borders that are clear and present danger to this nation. How about the massive deficit spending that sparked 40-year high inflation, made your dollar at the start of the Biden administration now worth 85 cents?
There's one New York state law that many people probably don't know even existed. It's about to go away, according to correspondent Donna Warder.
Adultery has been a misdemeanor in New York since 1907, punishable by up to 3 months behind bars. But a bill is working its way through the state legislature that would repeal the law. Assemblyman Charles Levine, who sponsored the bill to repeal the ban, says it's time to throw out the law, given that it's never enforced and because prosecutors shouldn't be digging into what willing adults do behind closed doors.
That's Donna Warder, and this is SRN News. Christians around the world are preparing for Holy Week. Here's Michael Harrington.
It all starts this weekend with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and continues on with Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday, March 31st. It's a festive time in a dangerous world. The Israel-Hamas war will depress the number of pilgrims who visit the Holy Land next week, and Russia's invasion is making it harder to celebrate in Ukraine. Still, churches will be filled in this country and around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voice of the Martyrs is urging Christians around the world to be in prayer for their brothers and sisters in Libya. That country is in the midst of a chaotic civil war with two Muslim parties vying for control, making conditions difficult for everyone. However, Christians in Libya come in for special abuse, which puts their lives at risk and makes it impossible for them to worship in safety. This is SRN News. Bird flu is killing seals and sea lions around the world.
A worldwide outbreak of avian influenza that has disrupted the egg and poultry industry since 2020 is killing tens of thousands of seals, sea lions, and sea elephants from Maine to the coast of Chile. Scientists are documenting the epidemic but don't see a clear way to slow the virus, which is believed to be spread by seabirds. In Argentina last August, Fernando Marino carried out surveys to see how many species were affected in Punta Bermejo. The bodies of sick and dead sea lions and birds dotted the beach. Researchers found the bird flu virus has adapted to spread between birds and mammals. I'm Jennifer King.
A government requirement that cigarettes show graphic warnings about the dangers of smoking is constitutional. That's a reversal of a lower court ruling and a victory for the Biden administration and a defeat for the tobacco industry in court. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.